Hi, this is Dan telling the story of the world. This is Lesson 8. Let's listen. Last time we learned that Queen Semiramis gathered an army to conquer the King of the Indies. Let's see what happened. When the powerful King of the Indies heard that Queen Semiramis was coming to invade his dominions, he gathered a large number of men to defend them. Now, not only did he have soldiers, he had something else that was to his advantage. Elephants. One elephant was worth a whole regiment of soldiers. How's this possible? Well, the elephants were taught to rush into battle and toss the enemy around with their trunks and tusks and trample them down with their huge feet. Have you ever seen an elephant at the zoo? They're huge. I would not want to fight one of those, would you? Now, Queen Semiramis had no elephants, and therefore she was afraid that the King of the Indies would destroy her and her army. So she came up with a plan. First, she ordered 3,000 brown oxen to be killed. Then, the hides of the oxen were cut off and sewed together in the shape of elephants. And these were placed upon camels, and when the camels lined up in battle array, they looked pretty much like a troop of great brown elephants. So they lined up for battle. And I'm sure when the King of the Indies saw this, he probably wondered where Queen Semiramis had gotten these elephants from, since there were no elephants in Assyria. Well, anyway, the battle is now ready to begin. The King of the Indies, with his real elephants, marched forward on one side, and Queen Semiramis, with her camels and ox hides, came boldly against him on the other side. Imagine these two armies coming towards each other. Now, as the Assyrian army got closer, the Indian army realized the Assyrians didn't have any elephants. They were just faking it. Therefore, the Indian army grew bold and rushed furiously upon Queen Semiramis and her soldiers. The real elephants just trampled the camels, and then, in a great rage, they ran about, tossing the Assyrians into the air and trampling them down by hundreds. The Assyrian army was routed. They had no chance. Now, Queen Semiramis was badly wounded, but she got into a chariot and drove away at full speed from the battlefield. She finally escaped to her own kingdom, but in a very sad condition. She lived in the palace of Babylon, but she wasn't able to enjoy herself in those beautiful gardens which she had suspended in the air. The legend goes that her own son, whose name was Ninias, put his mother to death so that he could become king. Such was the sad end of the mighty Queen Semiramis. Don't you think it was foolish of her to spend her life trying to conquer other nations instead of making her own people happy? But Queen Semiramis didn't learn that golden rule that we all should follow. Do to another as you would have another do to you. That would make us all happy. Well, that's all for now. This is Dan. Until we talk again, be good.